Now, a quick apology for the on-again, off-again nature. I've gotten a couple of emails like, where are you? It's summer. It's tough to be consistent on these Saturdays. I've got all these demands from my family, and I want to apologize. So let me be really clear about my schedule. I'm going to be on for the next three shows, weeks. Then I'm going 2 weeks off. I'm going to Scotland with my family, and then I'm going nowhere for the rest of the year. I will be right here every Saturday. So where was I? My family and I took a trip to Canada last week to visit some very dear friends who live there. And just as we approached the border, somewhere around Bellingham, I saw a Liberal bumper sticker that I had never seen before, which I must say is rare because I've been to a lot of Liberal locales in my life, and I thought I'd seen them all. And the funny thing was, it was kind of very synchronistic because as I was driving to Canada, I was thinking naturally about how messed up America is right now and how Canada is so sane, you know, kind of like America on mood stabilizers, like America without the fear and the aggression and the greed, without all of the Christian fanatics and the bipolar demagogues and the warmongers and the Wall Street money addicts and the Republican hypocrites and the gutless Democrats kind of all battling it out to see who can take us down first. You know, that was my vision of Canada versus America. Anyway, back to the bumper sticker. It was very synchronistic because I was thinking about what it's going to take to reclaim this country as I'm driving out of it. Because one thing is for damn sure, Barack Obama isn't going to reclaim it for us. And if it isn't him, and it clearly isn't, and we'll get into that in a minute, there's no one left but us, right? I mean, that means some kind of massive populist uprising. There are no leaders left who are going to do it. If it wasn't him, I mean, that was our shot. And it's clearly not a great one. I mean, we need a revolution of the people, for the people, and by the people. That's you and me. And so I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about what an actual revolution might look like in America, you know, like a real one. And I suddenly get a very chilly feeling. It's suddenly not this kind of romantic thing. I see it in very real terms, like how painful something like that might be, how excruciating something like that might be. And that chill comes over me. And just as that happens, this kind of recovering hippie woman in a 1980s blue Subaru station wagon goes chugging past me with only one bumper sticker on the back. And it says, if I can't dance at your revolution, I'm not coming. And, you know, right at the moment that I'm thinking of this, and so being the person I am, I took it as a sign. I mean, wouldn't you? And so I thought on it, you know, just beyond the glibness of bumper stickers, because I don't think she was being glib because it was the only bumper sticker she had, right? So she was making a point. The notion of wanting to be a part of a revolution was clear for her, but she had conditions. She had to be permitted to dance. Dancing at a revolution? Frankly, I'd never considered it. But once I did, I never thought about revolution in the same way again, because in order to dance at a revolution, it would have to be a celebration, right? I mean, I hang out with a lot of people who talk and think about radical change and radical action, and I spend a lot of time thinking about it, obviously, and about how this is our moment in history, and I really believe in it. But from this new purview of a revolution that is also a celebration, I noticed something was missing. That there isn't any joy in this revolution of my mind. In short, there's no dancing going on in my mind. And I think it's because I take it all so damn seriously so much of the time. And I guess I can't blame myself or anyone else, because even if you're remotely awake, you can't deny that the most powerful and destructive elements in our society have seized control and are driving their boot heel into the neck of this country. And so it's hard to dance when you're flat on your back and getting the life choked out of you. What you feel, or I should say what I feel, is mad as hell. I mean, let's take this recent leak that Obama is going to expose the belly of Social Security and Medicare to the wolves. And it's more like a weather balloon than a leak, right? I mean, he's going to do it. They're just heating us up slowly on this one. I mean, talk about mad as hell. My blood pressure went through the roof. I bet yours did too. And I'm going to read an email from a listener who said that this was a deal breaker for her. Now, she may just be having a mad as hell moment, but she may not be. I mean, how about you? Is this a deal breaker for you? If Obama gives up Social Security in the presence of those salivating corporate predators some people call the Republican Party, if he splits the beast open and sacrifices it to them, Will you vote for him? Will I? I don't know. I mean, what good would it do to withhold my vote? Help Michelle Bachmann become the next president? Where does that get us? I mean, do you think there's a principle there worth standing on? Not unless there's a really solid, really viable alternative. But there isn't one. I mean, in 2008, we crossed our fingers, prayed like hell, and squinted real hard so that we could believe Barack Obama really was the guy in the cape with change emblazoned across his chest. But in case you haven't already noticed, he ain't that guy. And guess what else? He ain't ever gonna be that guy. So what do we do? I mean, my faith in the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party at least, has been shattered in the past two decades, ever since Clinton. And now Barack Obama just kind of rolling over from day one after all of the flippin' hype. Where do we go? The horizon is completely bare. There's nothing and no one there. Okay, so like we were saying, like the bumper sticker says, we need a revolution in some form. That much is clear. Because those of us who believe that deliberate class warfare is raging, that the political system is completely broken and no longer serving its people, and that American politics is now the hand puppet of a successful corporate coup, are mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. I mean, it's either mad as hell or go home and fiddle with the little freedom that they gave you to play with. Because there's a time for incremental change and a time for radical change. And I think, how about you? Do you think that the time for incremental change has passed? I do. So, if you agree with me, now what? I mean, in real terms, right? Where the hell do we go from here? Well, I've got an idea. I got it off a bumper sticker on the back of an old Subaru. Let's dance. Yeah, let's start a revolution in this country. Absolutely. And I'm at the point where I'm ready to start building that and voting for it in the form of a legitimate third party. But let's not make it an I hate the establishment party. Let's not make it a we don't dance because we're too damn serious party. Let's make it a you know, I love and care about the world. You got a problem with that party? Because I'm tired of having to apologize for being a liberal who cares about other people and the world and wants my government to care and prioritize those things too. It doesn't make me a crazy hippie. It makes me a human being. It doesn't make me a socialist. It doesn't make me a terrorist. It doesn't make me an enemy of freedom. It makes me an American citizen who's proud to have a conscience, which is the country that I grew up in. Now, I'm not saying that we should all break out our tie-dye and our flip-flops and concert dance our way into the White House, although the image of that is pretty cool, you know, with the arms waving in the circles and the headband. I mean, we've got to get mad as hell. We've got to stay mad as hell until the people of this country are respected enough to be feared. But while we are doing that, and we are doing that right now, I mean, I'd like to think that this is the beginning of that conversation. Let's always remember why we do it. Because as the man from Network says,
you've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Right. That's the part that always speaks to me most. Not just the mad as hell part. I'm a human being. My life has value. It's about our dignity. It's about our humanity. And that has got to be a celebration. And you see, it also happens to be the most dangerous position we can take. Those in power don't fear our hatred. They love it. They turn it against us. What they fear, what they really fear, is our humanity, because they have no answer for that. That's why anyone who has come to this planet and preached love in any effective way, from Christ to Martin Luther King, gets killed, because it's the most dangerous tool for self-empowerment the world has ever known. And that simple turn of mind changes everything, because the ends we use to establish a new society will the means we use will determine the ends. Because what we sow, we will reap. So when we start with justice, we get peace. When we start with peace, we get joy. When we start with joy, we get prosperity. When we start with prosperity, we get power. And when we start with power rooted in our humanity, it leads us back to justice. So that's what I took away from that bumper sticker. And as I'm approaching The Canadian border on I-5, I have visions of millions and millions of Americans all out in the street, kind of dancing our asses off in every city and every town in the country, just celebrating our power out in the open, just like Egypt. And I thought, man, that'll be a revolution, all right. And it'll be the scariest thing corporate America has ever seen. Because we will be the dancing to the beat of the indestructible aspects of our nature. Self-respect, compassion, charity, equality, peace, freedom, courage. We need to say those words out loud and a lot and get good at saying them and get good at singing them and get good at dancing them in public, because we are going to hold our leaders accountable to those principles. And not for one day, not for a few decades, not even for a few hundred years, but forever. Starting right now, right here, because only that kind of resolve and commitment is going to win our democracy back. It's about forever, starting now. And you can bring your tie-dye if you want, or your business suit, or your military uniform, or your baker's hat. We won't care. We just have one request. When you get there, start dancing. And if you see an aging flower child in an old blue Subaru, say thanks for me. And tell her I really liked her bumper sticker. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. Your calls are next. We'll be right back.